Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang New Zealand ay nahalap ngayon sa madikit na labanan sa politika. Ang pinakabatang leader ng Labor laban sa nakaupong punong ministro. Si Jacinda Ardern ay 37 gulang at inamin niya na siya ay bata para hangadin ang pinakamataas na pwesto ng bansa. Inamin niya na ang sexism sa politika ay buhay na buhay sa kanyang panayam sa isang host ng radyo na nakapagbigay sa kanya ng pandaigdigang atensyon.
It is totally unacceptable in 2017 to say that women should have to answer that question in the workplace.
But this is my
that
point. That
is unacceptable.
No, I'm going to count that.
No, it is unacceptable in 2017. It is a woman's decision about when they choose to have children. It should not predetermine whether or not they are given a job or have
Hold
job
on.
Opportunities.
Mula nang maging leader siya ng Labor noon lamang nakaraang buwan, ang kanyang popularidad ay nagbunga ng isang salita, Jacinda man niya. Binaliwala ng leader ng Partido Nasyonal at punong ministro Bill English ang katunggali bilang isang stardust. Sa gulang na 55 at isang veteranong politiko, si Bill English ay naging punong ministro nang bumitiw noong Disyembre ang dating punong ministro. Ang huling panahon na naging leader si Bill English ng Partido Nasyonal, ang partido ay natalo noong taong 2002 ng lubos-lubos. Subalit ngayong panahon, umaasa siya na paggalawin ang suporta ng partido. Si Bill English ay may sariling sakahan at konserbatibo ang pananaw at isinasalarawan ang sarili bilang an active Catholic and proud of it o isang aktibong Katoliko at ipinagmamalaki ko. Subalit siya ay bukas din na baguhin ang kanyang pag-iisip.
I'd probably vote differently now on the gay marriage issue. I don't think that gay marriage is a threat to anyone else's marriage.
Isang dating ministro ng pananalapi, nais ni English na ang eleksyon ay maging hinggil sa ekonomiya. Isang bagay na pakiwari niya na maipagkakatiwala sa kanya. Ang eleksyon ay naging pagpipilian ng magiging pag-itan ng pagbabago at tiwala. Kailangan ba ng mga butlante ang ganitong uri ng pagbabago sa lipunan ni pinangako ng Labor o nagtitiwala siya sa partido na kung sino ang magpapatakbo ng bansa? Noong Miyerkules, sa huling pagtatalo ng dalawang leader, ang mga tensyon na iyon ay nailabas.
I think people looking forward to the future will already know what National will deliver to them. They've had 9 years to test what it looks like. But that has meant that we're left with now issues around some major areas of concern. So the question is, do we have vision around how to tackle those, or we just stick with the status quo? We know what you'll deliver.
Well, we've got better solutions than you, which has become quite clear through the campaign.
You've had 9 years to trial your solutions, and they haven't worked
poverty,
very well.
Well, the housing market is now going faster than it's ever gone. We're cracking into some of the most difficult social problems with social investment that in a way no government has had a go at before.
You discovered poverty last week.
No,
that's
we
what,
didn't.
That's
no,
what happened.
We did not.
Sa kanilang pinakahuling pagpapahayag, ang dalawa ay inawitan ang mabutanteng hindi pa nakapagpasya.
The National has a plan to take New Zealand forward, to build on our economic strength, which is now so well established compared to the rest of the world.
I fundamentally believe that New Zealanders are united and agree on resolving some of the big, tough issues that we face. Under my leadership, we will have action. There'll be no more autopilot.
Hanggang sa magtapos ang botohan, inaasahan ang bawat boto ay mahalaga. Sinabi ng analista ng politikang Mark Boyd, ang persepsyon kay Jacinda Ardern ay nagbago.
Certainly in the earlier debates 2 and 3 weeks ago, all she needed to do was be there. She needed to hold her own against Bill English, and that was a win because she was the underdog. Now she's not so much of an underdog. She's been ahead in a couple of polls, and people have got to know her. So I think she held her own, he held his own. I'd call it a draw.
Subal sa mga kalsada ng Auckland, ang mga opinyon ay nanatiling hati pagkatapos ng pagtatalo.
I think they both supported their arguments really well. I think personally for me, it's just about her fresh perspective and the energy that she's bringing to it and her level of passion and commitment.
He had the best answers. He came across as a mature politician, and Ms. Ardern came across as a wee bit soft yet. Needs a bit more weathering.
Ito ay isang pananaw na binabahagi ng maraming taga-suporta ng Nasyonal at tila itinutulak ang pamamahala sa partido sa unahan base sa mga pagtatanong ngayong linggo. Isang bagay na komportable si Bill English.
Confident but knowing there's an awful lot of hard work to go. This is a very tight election. It's a drag race between the main parties.
And I don't think anyone can be really confident till they've seen the numbers come in. And even then, it may be sufficiently close that it takes a couple of weeks of the other counting to determine where the country goes.
Subalit si Jacinda Ardern ng Labor ay nananatiling optimistiko.
Oh, absolutely hopeful. You know, we have given this campaign everything and we believe we're in a good position to win.
Di tulad sa Australia, ang pagboto sa New Zealand ay di sa pilitan. At sinabi sa SBS ni Ardern, ang bilang ng mga botante ang magpapasya sa halalan.
We've certainly had the suggestion that there's a lot of youth support out there. We know, though, that traditionally they've been less likely to vote. Only time will tell whether or not this election will be any different. But I think if they do turn out, that will really determine whether there's a change of government.
At kahit pa man nagpapakita ng sigla at gana ang Labor, maraming mga unang botante pa lamang ang nagsabing ang kanilang mga kaibigan ay walang interes sa politika.
Kind of like half of my friends either don't want to vote or they can't be bothered or someone's told them not to vote somewhere so they won't. It's kind of like hard to, you know, just kind of create your own opinion.
Some of them have voted, but I mean a lot of them probably more so haven't and they just can't be bothered. I mean a lot of them don't really care, you know, they're not really involved with politics and everything.
Ang parehong leader ay bumoto na kasama ang tinatawag na mahigit na 1 milyong na bumoto ng maaga. Ito ay malaking proporsyon sa mahigit 3 milyong rehistradong botante sa halos 5 milyong New Zealander. Ang bansa ay nagpapatupad ng tinatawag na Mixed Member Proportional System o ang tinatawag nilang MMP. Ang bawat botante ay boboto ng 2 beses, isa para kung sino ang gusto nilang kumatawan sa kanilang electorate, at ang isa kung anong partido ang gusto nilang mamuno sa kapangyarihan. Kahit paman ilan sa 120 upuan sa parlamento ay pinagtatalunan sa mga electorate, marami ay pinaghahatian ng mga partido sa komplikadong sistema para tiyakin ang representasyon ay proporsyon sa mga boto. Nangangahulugan na ang mga maliliit na partido ay may malakas na kapangyarihan bilang tinatawag na king o queen maker. Depende kung sino ang pipiliin nila sa mabubuong koalisyon. Kaya't kahit na lumabas na ang resulta mamayang gabi, aabutin pa ng ilang linggo para mabuo ang isang pamahalaan at makilala ang punong ministro, maging ito man ang dati o ang bago.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.